You're listening to Full Credit to the Boys on Eon Sports Digital Radio in every capital city in Australia, and also available wherever you download quality podcasts. And poop ones too. This week on Full Credit to the Boys, porn star athlete highest score is under threat, Sid debuts on TV, and the NRL expands to Bogota. Welcome to Full Credit to the Boys. Well, hello, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to Full Credit to the Boys. You can find us on Twitter at FCTTB_podcast. I am former legend at former_legend, and to my right is a man who announced this week that when he turns 95 years old, that he too will be stepping down from his job of doing nothing. He's a man dressed in nothing but his old Oatley Park swim squad rashy. Fresh from his appearance on Fox Sports, commoners like you can find him on Twitter at Sid Punts. Welcome, Sid.
Yes, not only am I a rock star, I am now a TV celebrity. Can I say that?
I wouldn't. I mean,
pretty famous.
Everyone was talking about it.
Were they?
Well, mate.
Good head for radio, they were saying.
Head for podcasting. Now, look, as an NRL podcast, we would obviously have to talk about the biggest story in the NRL this week.
Yes.
Your excursion to Fox Studios.
It was the talking point of the NRL all week.
Creditor Derek Gehrig has invited you by private message on, was it Grindr?
He did private message me.
And for those, anyone at home, if you want Sid to come to anything, just private message him on Twitter. He will turn up to the opening of a sinkhole.
If I'm not busy.
So what happened? Tell us.
I'm never busy.
Tell us about your big night out.
Yes, well, Derek Gehrig, who is a big fan of the show, he often tweets inappropriate things that we aren't allowed to say on air. He messaged me the other day and he said, mate, I got tickets to the Matty Johns show. I said, yeah, all right, I'll go meet you. So we went and had a few drinks. I bought him dinner. And then off we trotted. We got an Uber out to Fox Studios and we were matching Full Credit to the Boys t-shirts, as everyone saw. And we went on the show, and it was a great hit.
So, do you want to run us through the night? What happened? You got on TV quite a lot. How did you end up sitting next to Brett Finch and then Brian Fletcher?
I've got no idea. I don't know if we jagged it or they knew who I was. Probably the former, not the latter. But yeah, it was a great night. Derek Gehrig's a nice bloke. We left there and went back to his house. And
what?
Don't remember much after that. I think he roofied me.
Well, your one highlight, Fletch was very kind to you.
Finchie was nice. Fletch, not so much. Put us on show.
Well, in case you didn't see it, have a listen to this, the highlight of the night for Sid and Derek Gehrig.
Tell you what, these two here, they've got to go to the toilet. What do you smell like? What's going on here? Great, Kenzie, well done, Hannah. Great job.
Why was everyone laughing so that saying that we stink.
Put you on a pair of chats.
He did indeed. It was Derek. I smelt beautiful.
Well, Sid, science. Hey. News from scientists. This week they have been left stumped by the eerie whistling sounds beamed back to Earth from inside Saturn's ring, Sid.
Whistling. What, Saturn can't remember the words? They want to get rid of Pluto.
Well, Sid, I mean, whistling from Saturn. I mean, I've heard farting from Uranus.
We do science now. I like it.
Sid, on another subject, well, it's back to rugby league, I guess. Uncle Mal, the Prime Minister of the land, and rugby league tragic.
Yeah, I mean, knowledgeable.
When I say tragic, I mean it's tragic anytime Big Mal and rugby league mix. he was up in North Queensland in a press conference to announce a new ground up there in Townsville.
Yep.
With Gavin Cooper, and just like John Howard bowling a cricket ball.
Oh, that was another fine Australian sporting moment.
They just don't mix sport and politics.
No.
And, well, we've also got Mal Meninga and his 3-second political career.
Yeah, that was a great career.
But for those that haven't seen this, have a listen to Malcolm Turnbull talking about rugby league. Clearly a subject he knows a lot about.
We've just marked the try line. You're going to, you'll be, you know, crossing and scoring that, you know.
No fucking idea.
Crossing and scoring it. What about his cheer squad? Who's that?
I don't know, but jeez. Wow. And just so to let everyone know, we're a balanced podcast. Here's Uncle Mal talking about AFL.
Here he goes, talking out of school again, was he?
An enormous field, extraordinary athleticism. It is the leaping, jumping, flying game where the big men fly, where possession is everything. Possession is everything. It is a game that moves faster than any other. So exciting. AFL is the most exciting football code.
It's popular,
so
Mal.
Exciting.
This day and age of internet and, I don't know, television, do you think that rugby league people didn't hear that little snippet of endorsement of the AFL jumping and leaping and so exciting?
He's watched a lot of games by the sounds of things.
Okay, well, it's time for the news, and I believe there's a new news theme, Sid.
Yeah, I've written a new news theme. The SKP's got together this morning and recorded this.
A new theme, here we go.
If you want to get down, you got to wait till Rep Brown, okay? If you want to get high, wait till your team has a bye, okay? He don't mind some cocaine.
Wow. Is it true that you've been approached to do the halftime entertainment off the back of that?
We have. We have indeed. I anticipated that perhaps we would mention cocaine in the news. I didn't anticipate that we would talk about science. But anyway.
Well, Sid.
Hit me with the news.
Coming into representative round, the biggest story in Australia wasn't on the field, but it was the Australian woman Cassie Sainsbury, who was caught in Colombia trying to smuggle out 5.8 kilograms of cocaine that was allegedly found hidden inside 18 headphone boxes in a suitcase.
Yes, we covered this last week.
Well, on top of that, only, 48 hours later, Sean Kenny Dowell was arrested at Ivy Nightclub in Sydney on Thursday night after being found in possession of a small amount of headphones. Now, the Sydney Morning Herald reports that Kenny Dowell is due to appear in Downing Centre Court on June 21 after being charged with cocaine possession.
Yep.
Kenny Dowell was arrested at the Ivy Nightclub about 1 a.m. on Friday after allegedly being caught by police possession of 0.46 grams of the drug. Now, meanwhile...
Yeah, it didn't all end there, did it?
The next day, the Daily Telegraph reported that Cronulla Sharks chairman Damien Keogh was forced to stand down over a drug arrest on Friday night at Woolloomooloo Pub, Sid.
Yep.
Now, Keogh was found to be in possession of the same brand of headphone as the Sheila in Colombia and SKD.
Interesting, isn't it? Mm. Did you know that Damien Keogh, along with being the CEO of the struggling Cronulla Sharks and CEO of Hoyts, he's also in a cover band?
Is he?
This is a true story.
What are they called?
Shake and Bake, they're called. This is true. I'm not even lying. Now, I can tell you, the cover band scene...
Not Sniff and Snort.
The cover band scene is just party hard, all the time stuff. I'm part of this. You can't just get on stage to play K-San in front of 20 people at Sussex Inlet Bowling Club without racking up with the locals. I totally get it, Damien.
Well, again, on Saturday, headphones made the news as allegations... The Kiwi stars Jesse Bromwich and Kevin Proctor purchased headphones after last Friday night's Anzac Test.
Yep.
A Canberra court heard police observed local Adrian Crowther on CCTV video preparing white powder on his phone before handing it to Bromwich and Proctor, who rolled up banknotes and consumed the headphones.
Yeah, I don't know how you can say allegedly when there's CCTV footage, but... I also don't know how they can use their excuse, which was, yeah, we were too drunk to remember. Not saying we didn't do it, but we were too drunk. Who's ever used the excuse that they were too drunk for anything?
Meanwhile, in the wrap-up of NRL and drugs and headphones, Jared Mullen's NRL career is all but over after he was suspended for 4 years for headphone offences. Mullen previously tested positive to the headphone Drostonolone. Is that sort of a headphone available in JB Hi-Fi, Sid?
Wouldn't have a clue what Drostonolone is.
Right.
But this is no surprise here. We knew this was coming.
All right. Well, other news.
Well,
okay.
I've got a bit of a conspiracy theory. Okay. Do you want to hear it?
Yeah, go.
I often wonder when players no longer wanted by their clubs, if there's any coincidence when they get into strife.
Well, this is, I'm just going to push back from the desk.
Jared Mullen, they didn't quite know what to do with him. They didn't want him anymore. Sean Kenny Dow, can it be said? They didn't really want him anymore. Tim Simona, Kyle Lovett. Do you reckon these clubs have an in and dob him in to get rid of him? Or it's all just a coincidence?
Other news. Gus Gould is aiming to make Nathan Cleary a Panther for life, Sid.
Yeah, I think Gus Gould's got a lot more problems in his life than worrying about this bloke signing him up for 10 years. When has a long-term contract ever worked out?
Well, let's just ask Mitch Rain, who has been told by the Panthers this week that he's free to look around for a new club. And like many before him, Rain is wondering how and why he ended up in Penrith in the first place.
Yeah, poor old Mitch. He's had a fall from grace, hasn't he? He was benched at the Dragons and now benched at the Panthers, and they've only won 2 games.
Well, maybe he could play for that new expansion club, Sid.
Yes, we do have word.
I don't think he actually qualifies.
He doesn't, but it's only Tuesday.
It's not. That's right.
Things change in rugby league
not a hard team to get into. Might cost you $300 or so, but
can we announce this? We've heard this through the grapevine.
Yeah, go on.
That the NRL is expanding.
Yep.
To South America.
Right.
With a new team.
Much like the Super Rugby have expanded to Argentina. Where are they going to?
Bogota.
Bogota.
Yeah, there's a new team.
What will they be called?
The Bogota 8-Balls, I think, is the name they're running with.
Playing black and white, you'd imagine. White than black.
They're going to start off with a team of former greats that were all busted with the Charlie. And what a great team it is. I did a bit of research today. Do you want to hear this team?
Give us the rundown.
We've got Benny Barber in at fullback.
Solid.
Wendell Saylor on one wing.
Yes.
Kevin McGuinness and Tim Simona in the centres. All been busted. We've got Matt Sears on the other wing. The halves, Dylan Walker and Andrew Johns. Front row, Dave Taylor. Craig Field in a hooker. Although he might not be able to make the game. Can't travel at the moment, Craig.
Weekend release or something.
Jesse Bromwich is the other front rower.
Probably can't make midweek training.
Solid pack. Kevin Proctor, Jason Smith in the second row. Sean Kenny Dow locks down in the scrum.
Does he?
And the bench, Scott Wilson. Remember, he was one of the first to get busted. He was called Snort Wilson for a while there. Carmichael Hunt, Kyle Lovett and Danny Wicks.
Wow. Any coach?
I can't think of a coach, but they've got a CEO.
Yeah. I think we need to go into that.
Nope, let's move on.
Will Hoppawattie is praying for another No Sundays deal. See what I've done there?
I see what you did there.
With the Bulldogs, apparently, who are considering the option of re-signing Hoppawattie, even though he says he still won't play on Sundays.
How many games has he missed this year?
Don't know,
through
but
Sundays.
I think someone on Twitter, it wasn't me, I wish it was, said that maybe that Brisbane should sign him because they don't play on Sundays either. So
clever. They get the money's worth rather than the doggies.
Yeah. Now, after playing his last game in 2000, Anthony Mundine has declared he wants to play league again after his next fight with Danny Green.
Wow.
Now, Sid, I'm looking at you and you look excited by this prospect.
Yeah, absolutely not.
What are you thinking?
I saw this on the running sheet and it just made me sick. I've got very little to contribute about this.
I'm just going to toss it up there.
Go on.
Has Chock been down on the ivy lately?
He's off his chops if he thinks he's going to come back with a 17-year gap.
Now, in news that shocked nobody, James Tedesco officially announced himself as a Rooster.
Wow.
Cock.
When did this get announced? I'm shocked.
Anthony Milford has also reportedly signed a 4-year $4 million deal to stay at the Broncos. They're good with numbers up there, aren't they? They're a magic club with numbers. Now, despite the Storm swooping with an offer that forced Brisbane to increase their original three-year, $2.7 million offer.
Yeah. Well, it's
amazing
how easy it is to run a successful club when you're not restrained by that pesky salary cap that all the other teams have to abide by.
Would the Storm say this is an insult? Is the boats in the sheds and Harvey Norman deals, are they gone now, are they?
This just makes the NRL fans sick. Milford, didn't he have to go up there for family reasons and now he's going all the way down to the Storm or
he's not now, staying? He's staying.
Like, really, pisses me off.
Ray Warren isn't going anywhere soon. Anywhere, anytime soon, said, with the broadcaster inking a new deal with Channel 9, committing Warren to the network for 5 more years.
Greatest news Foxtel has had all year.
5 more years. Is that a little bit optimistic?
Yeah, 5 more weeks is optimistic.
Might be a bit of a weekend of Bernie's action there. speaking of Channel 9, I don't know if this is on your rundown. Sam Thaiday.
No, it's not.
Is in trouble for comments he made on the Footy Show about dating Indigenous women. Now, I'm just going to say it's all too complex to go into here, Sid, but I do feel a bit for Sam, who, doing a light-hearted piece, said that,
White-hearted piece?
It's just gone down the wrong way. Now, one thing I will say is, what the hell are producers at that show doing? I mean, surely someone would have looked at it and thought, I don't think we should put that to air.
No, not at Channel 9, they don't.
No, oh, yeah.
Any publicity is good publicity.
When we've seen Bo Ryan out and about, some of his Asian jokes have been left a little bit of a bad taste in the mouth, a bit of MSG in the mouth. Now, I think Thaiday, who was a great character, by the way, and apparently a good bloke, probably has been a little bit let down by the show in itself.
Yes, we've all been let down by the Footy Show.
Representative round review, Sid, and we started on Friday night.
Cocaine round.
Unofficially. Headphone round by Dr. Dre. Friday night, the Australian team hosed New Zealand 30 points to 12 at GM Cold Stadium.
Yep.
Now, let me just ask you this. Australia, they sent a couple of players down to the local Rebel store. Did you see this?
No,
to
I did not
sign some
see
autographs.
This.
Didn't you see it?
Yeah, I did actually.
Four players sitting behind a desk with no one standing there.
Yeah, that was horrible. I did see that. People were tweeting the photos. They didn't go up and get autographs. They
last
just tweeted.
Last time I've seen a no crowd turn out like that was a SKP's gig.
Oh, turn it up.
Australia emulated the Storm from last week when they sprinted out of the blocks to put the game to bed in the first 30 minutes with a 24-0 lead. And at halftime, the Aussies came back out and cruised through the second half, allowing the Kiwis to score 2 tries to 1 in the second stanza. But really, the Kiwis had little hope. Now, just watching the game, Sid, clearly the Aussies are number one in the world. And right now, honestly, daylight is second and probably third. And now we've got the prospect of New Zealand not picking Proctor or Jesse Bromwich.
Yes.
Does that weaken their squad?
Well, I'm a massive fan of cocaine rep round. Look, tell me if I'm wrong. I believe the NRL, when we're playing this rep round and all these national clubs come and play in Australia, I reckon the NRL should be paying all their wages and making a real fist of it. Is Jared Hayne out injured?
No, he's back.
Why didn't he play for Fiji this week?
Nursing an injury.
It's down at his house at Campbelltown Stadium.
It's not a dream anymore to play for Fiji.
They had 18,000. Well, it should be. I reckon the NRL should be paying these guys on a tiered basis, but some of these blokes, Cook Islands and that, were getting $500 payments. There was 18,000 people there at a triple header at Campbelltown. It was fantastic. There was a spectacle at Mudgee, and they partied the night away in Fishwick after the test match.
Listen, we'll get back to the test. You've gone right off on a tangent.
I have a little bit.
It's been a quiet week for Slider and Bear down at the former legend Backyard Stats Lab. Now, but they tell me if you look closely at the test, you'd think it was a lot closer in the scoreline than it actually ended up being, with New Zealand Having 52% of the ball, they ran 100 metres more with the ball, they made 30 less tackles and completed 75% of their sets.
I haven't met Bear down at the...
Slider?
Former legend Backyard Stats Lab.
Slider, you met Slider?
I've met Slider.
He's all right.
Got me some headphones.
Now, they're making a lot of headphones down there at the moment. They're cutting earbuds in with headphones as well. In a cheaper brand, trying to maximise their profits down there
in
the lab. Now, Cameron Smith played his 50th test for the Aussies in this game. And, well, he pretty much had his usual Cameron Smith game.
He did.
He put Thido and Ferguson into gaps that led to tries. And he had the Kiwis on the back foot all night with his plays from dummy half.
Yes.
Is there a more non-assuming but better player in the history of rugby league?
Robbie Farah says Robbie Farah.
I wouldn't say he's not assuming, according to Robbie Farah. Jonathan Thurston made a great return to the game from injury, although by game's end, he was back out with injury.
Yep.
But speaking of injuries, Josh Dugan looks to be out for a while and maybe Origin. Dugan started the game on fire with the first try, but then he smashed his face into the head of cement that belongs to St. George teammate Russell Packer.
Yes. Well, Paul Green at the Cowboys would be filthy. He's not had JT for the last few weeks, and I think they've lost 3 out of 4. This is a crucial time for the Cowboys, and JT's going to be out again. It's a bit mysterious how long. They're not quite saying how long
he'll
be out for.
We'll update that in the injury update.
Okay.
Saturday night, we'll just do a quick rundown of
the
triple header. Tonga stole a late win over the Fiji Bati, 26 points to 24.
This was a fantastic game. You could see that Tonga were going to steal this game right at the end, and they did.
The PNG Kubbles outclassed the Cook Islands, who were on $500 for the night, 30 points to 22.
Yep.
Good game?
It was a good game. I like to see each of these nations come out on their own, but like you said, there's top two teams in England. We need a fourth team. What do you reckon about the idea of a combined Polynesian team next time?
I like it. I don't know whether we can get it to work, but I like the idea.
Yep.
On the third game for the night, Wayne Bennett's England side record a comfortable 30 points to 10 win against Samoa, despite people tipping it would be a lot closer and even some saying that Samoa would surprise the Poms.
Yeah, I thought Samoa would put up a better fight. But like last year, Tonga versus Samoa was a great game. They put on a great show. But like I was saying, Samoa were pretty much required to be that fourth big team.
What did you think about the Union Jack wearing, London-loving, bad teeth, Chris McQueen, the Pom?
Yes, future West Tigers player.
Mm.
He's got Queen in his name. That's how he qualifies to play for England.
And on Sunday, City beat Country 20 points to 10 in Mudgee to win the last ever City v Country Origin representative match out at Kenny Sutcliffe Oval.
Yes, well, much like West Tigers have now held the Rugby League Sevens trophy for the past 13 seasons,
yep,
City will forever hold the Kenny Sutcliffe Shield
until
they revive it. They've revived it a few times.
I don't think it'll happen.
Me neither.
There's some big names in the casualty ward this week.
There certainly
are. We start with Josh Dugan with that cheek injury, staring at a 3-week break. Apparently it's not as bad as first thought.
It's not as bad as he carried on, laying around on the ground. Everyone just thinks he's foxing. Smashed his cheek.
Care flight on standby every time Dugan runs out in the field. Speaking of not as bad as first thought, medical marvel Jonathan Thurston's shoulder isn't as bad as first thought, and he might be out for just 2 weeks, so he might be back for Origin 1.
He recovers well, Thurston.
Unbelievable. Mm. He's a miracle. Mm. Josh Reynolds, on the other hand, is out for 5 weeks.
Rest up, Joshy. You've got a big year next year.
With a bad hamstring. And in bad news, T-Rex did his ACL in the Tonga Samoa match and could be out for the season, which will put in jeopardy his chances of playing NRL ever again.
Yes, well, there's another perhaps career-ending injury with Jamal Idris, they announced today. Just did his ACL, I think, in training.
I think you've read that wrong. I think he's out with a grade 3 bong cough.
That's not only year-ending. He doesn't have a contract next year.
Mm.
See what happens with old Jamal.
Johnson, the step for the heavyweight championship of the world.
This is a famous victory. It's going to be Australia too.
Sports News. AFL and the Swans won their first game of 2017, beating Brisbane's second-best AFL team, the Lions, by 8 goals.
Yes, I was out there for this game. I've been saying this for weeks. Buddy Franklin is going to single-handedly save the Swans' so far dismal season. It's no coincidence that he kicks 8 goals this week and the Swans go on to win by 8 goals.
Mm. The GWS Giants, on the other hand, were upset by mid-pack runners St Kilda, going down by 4 goals and suffering a serious injury to key defender Adam Kennedy in the process.
Yes, this was a good game. I was at this one as well.
Jeez, you get around.
It was the loss that GWS had to have, if I'm honest.
It's the third one that they've had to have, apparently.
Yeah, they'll be stronger for that performance and they'll be there, I like this phrase, at the pointy end of the season.
At the big dance?
At the big dance. Yep. They'll be there.
In a serious and somber note, and I say this with all sincerity, rest in peace, Lou Richards.
Yes.
Collingwood, great, but also just a funny bastard on TV when he was around. Young folk wouldn't understand, but he was a man that sort of made you laugh.
Yeah, very long career on and off the field.
Cricket. And a man has died over a 50-cent bet, reports news.com.au. A Bangladeshi man has died after a clash over illegal betting on an Indian Premier League 2020 tournament match.
There was no betting on an Indian Premier League 2020 match. Surely not.
Santosh Kumar, 33, died in hospital on Friday. 2 days after the incident, he bet 50 taka, which is the equivalent of 62 cents,
yes,
with some friends over an IPL match on May 2. He won the bet, but the others refused to pay, triggering an altercation. And poor old Santosh Kumar is brown bread.
Well, to put this into perspective, we have to use the international comparison rate,
yep,
which is, what does a Big Mac cost in Bangladesh?
I don't know.
The answer is about 400 taka. So his bet was 50 taka. Well, that's basically a pickle on a Big Mac. This dickhead has died. He's died over a 50 taka bet.
A pickle.
I've got no more words for that.
Meanwhile, in cricket, former England test player Adam Holyoake was the victim of an odd crime during the week. News.com.au reports that a granny swindled the Ashes turncoat one-time cage fighter in the embarrassing circumstances at a meeting set up to discuss an antique cabinet he had advertised on Gumtree.
Mm-hmm.
This smells like a Tinder date gone wrong to me. He's tossed up the old antique cabinet as a...
It sounds a bit dodgy.
But he just said, I sold an antique cabinet on Gumtree and a little old lady of about 70 came around to collect it. She seemed pleasant enough and we discussed getting it into her car. Is this jail talk? Getting it into her car. And I helped her lay her seats. Come on. And lifted the cabinet into her car for her. Anyway,
if he says he horsed it into her, I'm out of here.
Anyway, she said, I will just get the cash out of the glove box for you. Next minute, she says, she drives off.
No.
My cabinet in the car without paying.
Without
me.
Paying.
What a legend, granny, he said. Total badass. How did his cage fighting career go?
Oh, I was going to say, I'll challenge him to a fight now I know this. It's another one I could get.
He said, there I stood in the middle of the road like a gormless fool. What's a gormless fool?
No idea.
Oh, it's a fool without gorm. as she floored it out of my road.
It's a fool without an antique cabinet. That's what this is.
I was in so much shock at what was happening and pissing myself laughing that I didn't even get a rego.
Wow.
Hmm. Baseball. A bat flew from the hands of Padres hitter Hector Sanchez and struck a fan sitting behind the home plate in the head.
That's our baseball update. That's it?
That's it. Tennis. Novak Djokovic has sacked his entire support staff. Djokovic got a case of the atomics and decided to just pun everyone. Coach, psychologist, masseuse, tax agent.
I just can't believe that baseball news.
Yeah,
that shocked me.
Well, hasn't it? A-League, the Sydney FC have won the grand final of the A-League in a penalty shootout after both teams, including the Melbourne Victory, were locked together at 1-1 after full time and then extra time.
Yep.
See, did you watch this?
I was at this game. Yeah, it was great. Good atmosphere.
Yeah.
Love me soccer. Nah, didn't watch it. Heard it went to a penalty shootout. Sounded exciting.
Full credit to the boys.
Well, that's the end of the news, Sid. And before we head into the next segment...
We covered a lot of news there.
I believe just one more story on headphones.
Yes.
We have some exclusive audio.
Yep, we went deep undercover yet again.
Todd Greenberg keeps telling us that the players couldn't be more educated on drugs. So we slipped a listening device into one of the rugby league's drug summits for young players.
Yes, we did.
Well, I suppose you can push play on that.
Good morning, everyone. Come in, please take a seat. My name's Ivor Habbett from the NRL Drug Education Unit. Let's go through a few of the scenarios for today. If someone approaches you at a nightclub and says, do you want to buy a gram of cocaine for $300, what do you say?
Go to the Ivy. They give it to you in the dunnies if you're an NRL player.
Oh, I get it from the CEO.
I ask for a sample and get him to chop it up on his phone for me.
I try and bargain with them and try and get it down to $200, eh?
Okay, maybe we'll just move on to the second scenario. What should you do if you are caught by the cops with an eight ball in your undies?
Ring Uncle Nick.
I'll blame on his mum.
Get your agent to ring Toulon.
Oh, wait 3 days and someone else will fuck up bigger than you.
Ring a Thai rehab clinic and book a room.
Oh, miss, will you shut your Instagram account down straight away.
No, you're not getting it.
Oh, fuck you, miss.
Oh, look, I'm out of here.
Full credit to the boys.
All right, Sid, our guest this week is a Roosters fan living on the north side of the bridge, two jobs in the media, and despite this, he's still one of the best blokes I have ever had a beer with.
Yep.
Which, by the way, is something else he's pretty handy at. Now, from Fox Sports, from Triple M, welcome Mr. Chris Page.
Hello, gentlemen. How are you going?
Pagey, welcome to Full Credit to the Boys, mate. We'll start from a low point and we'll work our way up.
Yeah. Not sure we'll go too high.
Roosters fan.
I love starting low. Let's go. Let's get in the gutter straight off the bat.
Well, first of all, let's give you a plug. You can find Pagey on Twitter. What's your Twitter handle, Pagey?
Oh, I don't know.
Google Chris Page.
No, it's my year of birth, so it's at Chris Page 83, I think.
Nice one. And he's also on Fox Sports, the Professor's Second Year Syndrome. He's the unsung hero from Triple N's own description of him on the Grill Team, Monday to Friday, 6 to 9. Listen to it. Fill in your ratings books, whatever you do.
Now, mate, please do. I don't know. I reckon our audience turn them away when they knock on the door for some reason. You call me an unsung hero? I got to tell you, unsung has just been, that word is just such a curse on my life. You know what I mean? You hear it all the time and you go, I do get paid less than everyone else.
Well, are you on the billboards yet, Pagey?
Yeah, we did that. Well, okay, so what happened? Emma Friedman joined the show, and obviously you want Emma on the billboards.
Yes.
And so I think they sort of went, oh, hang on, if we put her on, because she's just brand new, and if we put her on, and Paige's been there like 5 or 6 years, if we don't put him in, we'll probably crack the shits. So they sort of forced me on like one edge of the billboard.
Well, I think the obvious answer would have been to drop Wall and put Emma on. Everyone's happy.
Pay less for a billboard. Leave
some space.
All right, so... Pagey, you're a Roosters fan. Where did that go wrong in your life? Where did you land? How did you land there?
Okay, the Roosters. You know what? I wasn't a big supporter of rugby league through a lot of high school. My brother was always a big sports fan. I was a bit more, I don't know, I love movies and everything like that. But we did, when I was about 16, started getting into it, really watching it and a bunch of mates. And we literally, I think we were 17, we were sitting around and we said, well, we need a team to support them. We sort of went through all the options and... you know, we said, okay, obviously it has to be a Sydney team and started ruling out interstate teams. And then people started ruling out teams they hated. Like, you know, there was a couple of blokes in the group who said, you know, we're not fucking supporting Manly. So, which, you know, I didn't have any issues with Manly, but a lot of people do. And we just started through a process of elimination. We came down to the Roosters. I know it's a really crappy story because you like to say, oh, you know, so many people say my dad did or the whole family does or they have a good story. I don't have a good story as to why I support the Roosters.
Was it at a stage of your life where you were questioning your sexuality as well?
I wasn't, but it was a time of my life where, as I recall at 17, my sexuality wasn't much of an issue. It didn't come into play.
Now, you're on TV, you're a star, and you're carrying blokes like Finchie and the Professor. Is the biggest difference in the jump from radio to TV the fact that you can't go to work in your tracky-dackies?
Well, you can go to work in your tracky-dackies and TV, but then they crack it and they pull you into wardrobe and they literally they slap makeup on you. And with me, it's a fair bit because, like, I have this sort of red face, like a young Rabs Warren. And so they put makeup on me with a paint roller and put nice clothes on me. So you can actually still rock up in your tracky-dacks, which is all right. But then, yeah, they make you get dressed to go on camera.
Now, let us in on a secret, Pagey. Now that you're in at Fox Sports, have you been to the Fox Sports lab? And what's it like?
It's a meth lab. It's not actually, they use it to predict scores and things on the weekend, which it does. By the way, the Fox Sports lab wants to have it both ways, right? So it goes, oh, this will probably happen. Then at halftime, it's 30-0, and it goes, oh, actually, this team will probably win. And you go, oh, thank you, I'm glad. Do we get all the scientists in the room for that one?
Is it like the oil of Ulan Labs? Is it like some white coats down there just mixing shit up over Bunsen burners?
Think Walter White and a whole bunch of test tubes.
Well, mate, you've been with the grill team now for 6 years and you've probably interviewed around about 1,000 guests in that time, I reckon. Who surprised you as a good bloke that you thought might have been a bit of a flog or a dickhead?
Who's the worst person I've ever interviewed was Ashton Kutcher.
Really?
Technically, it wasn't a Triple M, but I feel the need to bring him up. He really stands out as the worst guy I've ever interviewed. We just walked into a room and he was on his phone. He didn't look up. It was for this terrible movie he was in with Katherine Heigl called The Killers. Yeah. And which you
can't
probably
say.
Hopefully
straight to DVD.
It came out in cinemas, but it was rotten. It was so nasty. But anyway, I really did my best with the interview and and there was one point where I said, oh, you know, trying to be conversational, but, oh, there's this scene in the kitchen where you think it's this, you know, going to be this romantic comedy scene, and suddenly it turns into a knife fight. I mean, you know, that must be a lot of fun to film. And there's this pause. He looks at me and he goes, I'm sorry, what is the question?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
And I just went, oh, like,
how
if it had happened
land
now,
Demi
I'd
Moore?
Just go, look, mate, if you don't want to be here, I'll walk out. That's fine. But I was a bit younger, and I thought, oh, okay, we'll press on.
The question was, how did you land Demi Moore, you flog?
Mate, unbelievable. Unbelievable. And now Mila Kunis. Even worse. And he's had a baby with Mila Kunis. It's, I'll never be able to drink Jim Beam again.
I think that's a lie.
So they reckon.
No, I'm more of a clear spirit man.
They reckon
having a Moscow Mule as we speak, gentlemen.
Oh, nice.
Oh, yeah, nice. Yeah, a bit of kick to it, too. They reckon. Did you hear about Bombay Sapphire, by the way? Did you hear about that?
No.
Paige, did you hear about that? Bombay Sapphire.
What happened to Bombay Sapphire?
They've had to recall a huge batch of gin because they accidentally made it double strength.
Oh, no, really?
Yeah. I want one of those collector's bottles.
Imagine the tears.
Oh, jeez. You'd be crying
That's
for
terrific.
Weeks.
Always crying with gin.
Should be so lucky.
You blokes have had to deal with some dickheads on the grill team, mate. Did you guys kick off Mark Latham off air, Christos Kyrios, who's not a bad bloke, all things considered. Sid.
Yeah.
And you famously wound up Kate Zippy Fisher. Tell us about that.
Well, yes. Okay, yes. No one who was a hero of mine. And, Nick Kyrgios's little brother came on and we ended up, and I ended up dumping him off air. And it wasn't so much the swear word that he used or anything like that, but it was a terrible pun about a female tennis player loving the cock or the cock or whatever it was. And it just came out. It came out really vulgar and it was really sexist and everything like that. So we cut him off and said he was no good. But I didn't realise, they had to tell me, because on air I didn't get in trouble, but I was worried I would, because earlier in the show I'd made fun of him and his appearance and said, is he from the future? and they actually had to tell me off air. They said, no, it's something called, I think it's alopecia, where he doesn't have any... eyebrows or, he's sort of completely bald because of this thing. But I sort of assumed it was a deliberate look and asked if he was from the future and thought, okay, that probably wasn't very nice.
That's like Sean Kenny Dow now when he said you can take a hair follicle. He's turned up and he's completely bald.
Well, I meant to apologise. I've actually had two bags of Coke today. So if that's... I hope that's not a problem.
No, not on this show, it's not. We won't cut you off.
Now, Pagey, the one afternoon I had a few beers with you, you told me some absolute sick and deprived jokes that would never make it onto air, but they were too good not to be heard on a podcast. Have you got anything for us, Pagey? Give Sid a taste.
Okay, well, look, you still have to... There's still boundaries, isn't there? I mean, no matter where you go, if something's going to go on the internet or be broadcast, there's certain areas of comedy that you wouldn't want to go. But
We haven't found them yet.
No, I'm not sure. We didn't know that rule.
One of my favourite jokes that I don't believe I should probably say on the radio is, and it's topical in the NRL this week as well, so I'll tell you guys, what is the difference between a two-year-old child and a bag of cocaine?
Oh, what? Don't know.
Eric Clapton would never let a bag of cocaine fall out of a window. I've always liked that one. But another, okay, one I did,
topical,
one I did
baby,
say
topical
on air a couple of years ago. Sorry, boys.
That's great.
One we did do on air, one I did do on air a couple of years ago that we did get quite a few complaints about. It goes like this. I said, okay, I walked into a restaurant, was in the city, and it was right on lunchtime. So it was very busy. I said, can I just get a table for one? Just want to sit down. They said, look, that's fine, but do you mind sharing a table with another single? Went, yeah, that's fine. So they brought me in and sat me down, and it was across the table from a leper, which I know sounds unusual and highly unlikely in this day and age, but bear with me. Yeah. So the leper's sitting across the table and, you know, looks disgusting. You know, his flesh is rotting off and everything like that. And I start eating and suddenly just vomit. I just like projectile vomit, throw up everything all over the table. The leper was actually surprisingly understanding because I said, I'm so sorry. The leper said, look, I understand my appearance is sort of, you know, a lot of people find it gross. I said, no, mate, it's not that. It's the bloke behind you. He keeps dipping his chips in your back. I've always loved that joke.
Did you take yourself off air after that?
No, I didn't get to. I didn't have to come off air, but there was some phone calls and some emails, and apparently it wasn't suitable for breakfast radio.
Pagey, how do you stop a dog from rooting your leg?
Suck its cock. It's an oldie but a goodie, gent. I'll tell you, actually, I used that joke for the first time in a Page family Christmas tradition. What we do is we get the Christmas crackers, you know, with the terrible bonbon jokes.
Yep.
Beforehand, we grab them and we replace the jokes. We actually open them up and put in our own jokes into them.
Oh,
and the joy
great.
Of it, and it's things like that. It was exactly that joke that we used 1 year. And the joy of it is when you invite new people along to Christmas every year, you need to have at least a couple of people at the table who aren't in on it. And 1 year, it was a friend of my grandmother's, a lovely lady named Liz, who's about 80 years old. And we started reading out these disgusting jokes. And she said, oh, you know, where'd you buy these bonbons? And we said, oh, they're just from Kmart. You know, we were just playing dumb or whatever. And she said, oh, well, it's probably because, you know, they're made by Chinese.
Oh, yeah.
And even Liz was working too blue for you guys.
Mate, oh, then Liz got into the racist gear and we were like, okay, no, that's enough, Liz.
Oh, and now great. She's a One Nation candidate, God love her.
Yeah, she's good. She's good value.
All right, let's play a bit of porn star or athlete, Pagey. Now, you know the score to beat. You've got your fellow presenter, Vonnie. She's, what's hers, 13?
She got 13.
Right, Sid's going to keep score here. I'm going to ask you the question. Very simple, Pagey. I'm going to give you a name. You're going to tell me, are they a porn star or are they an athlete? But Sid, I believe you've got a song for this.
I do.
Is it a porn star or is it an athlete?
Yeah.
Is it a porn star or is it an athlete? Yeah.
There you go, Paige. What do you think of that song?
Mate, that was fantastic. That was great.
I sang that.
Loved it.
That's good, isn't it?
I hope it wasn't anything like really racist.
It will be now.
Yeah.
Might be Pauline Hanson's first speech in Parliament or something.
Oh, God, that was great, guys. I fully support that. Whatever piece of audio, so for the listeners, I couldn't hear whatever piece of audio that was played. due to a technical thing. So whatever they displayed, I'm just going to give my full endorsement to. Thumbs up. Pagey agrees with whatever displayed.
It'll be a clan song or something we'll put in there.
Not one of my best there, but let's move on.
All right, porn star athlete, very simple. We'll start with a nice, easy one to get you going, Pagey.
All right.
Sword Hamburger.
I'm sorry, was the first name Sword?
Sword. It's S-J-O-E-D, but I believe he asked to pronounce it Sword.
Sword Hamburger.
Yes.
That's got to be an athlete.
Correct.
Yes.
Next
yes.
one.
All right, let's go. I really want to beat Bonnie at this because I know she's filthy and watches a lot of smut. So.
She actually said she deleted her cookies just because we did this quiz. So next one is Vinicius.
Oh, that's a one word. No, sorry, I'm sorry. Could I have the spelling?
Google. This is very Adam Gilchrist.
I promise I'm not Googling. I'm just going to write it down and look at the name.
V-I-N-I.
Mm-hmm.
C-I-U-S.
Oh, one name. The one name thing's pretty porn. I'm going to go porn star. Oh, shit.
Rio Olympics mascot from the Brazil Games.
A mascot?
Yeah, that's
not an athlete.
Well, it's closer than it is to porn. Well, I don't know. Anyway. Well,
in Brazil?
Depends on the mascot. But, yeah.
John Strong.
John Strong. Oh, God, it's not too out there, but I'm going to say John Strong is a porn star. Yes.
He won an AVN for 2004 Best Group Sex Scene in Flesh Hunter 5.
He was good in that.
Very good.
A group sex scene. Okay, that's good on you, John.
Eric?
He obviously stood out somehow.
That's a fair point, isn't it? How do you win one?
Yeah, like winning an award for a group sex scene is a real accomplishment. You know, they overlooked everyone else in the group.
Yeah.
Eric Everhard.
Eric Everhard.
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 Everhard. Oh, Eric Everhard. Athlete. Oh, no.
He won 2015 X-Biz Award for Best Scene in a Non-Feature Release in Gang Bang Me.
Damn it. I think I saw that one too, I should have known.
Darwin Slimpoke.
Darwin Slimpoke. Darwin Slimpoke. Oh, God. I'll go athlete. What? Who wants a Slimpoke in porn?
It sounds like a Fijian rugby league player on the weekend, but it's not.
It should be a big girthy poke.
He was in his best movie to date has been The Ultimate Slut.
I didn't catch that one. Is it foreign? Sounds French.
Straight to DVD. You wouldn't believe it.
Oh, really?
Dick Pohl.
Dick Pohl.
Yes.
That has to be an athlete. Yes.
Baseballer from the USA.
Yes. Very good.
Chris Cock.
Chris Cock.
Says it.
My nickname
well.
In high school.
He's all cock.
Chris Cock. I'll go Chris Cock. Let's go an athlete as well. Oh, God.
He was also in The Ultimate Slut.
Ensemble cast.
This sounds like something I'm going to see, at least for next time. Yeah.
It's gone past the human centipede. Fabian Arseman.
Fabian Arseman.
Yeah. I want me to spell Arseman for you.
Please.
A-double-S-M-A-N. Ass man.
Ass man. Cosmo Kramer, the ass man. Fabian Ass man. God, I'm going terrible. I just feel like I should go against my instincts on all of them now, and I'll say athlete.
Play soccer.
Yes.
Soccer in Argentina.
Yeah, of course all he right. played soccer.
Strap yourself in for this one.
Okay.
Ruben Bumpchi Bumpchi.
Okay, I got Reuben. One more time on the surname.
Bumpchi Bumpchi. B-O-U-M-T-J-E hyphen B-O-U-M-T-J-E. Bumpchi Bumpchi.
Look, if it's a porn star, I'm really impressed that they went to that much effort in the spelling of the last name, so I'm going to say athlete. Yes.
Good answer.
Basketballer from Cameroon.
Very good.
Ricky Van Wolfswinkle.
Athlete. Yeah.
Here he goes.
Writes itself.
We're back.
Now, I don't know how to pronounce this, so I'll give you the two alternative pronunciations. Lucius Pussy or Luscious Pussy?
I was hoping it was someone with the surname Kuntz, and you weren't sure, but of the pronunciation. I'm going to say Lucius Pussy is a porn star. No.
Plays
what
gridiron.
Do they play?
Gridiron in the USA. I believe he actually made the top grade and had a name change. Can't believe it.
Changed it
Lucius,
to that?
Lucius, yeah.
No, changed away from it. Cleo Valentine.
Porn.
Yeah, she's with some authority too, I've got to say.
What was that one? Which porn was
she
that?
She was in the parody release Batman versus Superman Triple X.
Yeah, nice.
Very good. Is that a bloke, is it?
No, it's a chick, I think.
Okay.
Better than that last Batman movie.
Yeah. Oh, mate, probably, yeah. Better plot.
Jinx Maze.
I actually know that one's porn. I promise that's the first one I've actually known. Okay, that's the first one I've known for sure. Yeah, I can spell it. It's J-Y-N-S.
It is.
Brunette, right? Yeah.
Oh, that's a bonus point for that.
Thank you.
I'll give you plus one. All right. This is my favourite. Well, actually, it's not because there's another one after it. Naughty, naughty.
Naughty, naughty.
Now, I'll give you the spelling.
Please.
The first naughty, N-O-R-T-E-I. The second naughty, N-O-R-T-E-Y.
I'll go athlete.
Ooh.
Yes.
Soccer player from the UK.
In the UK. Okay.
Andre Muff.
Bloody soccer.
Andre Muff. Muff.
M-U-F-F?
Yep. Traditional.
Now let's go athlete.
Jeez, he's on a bit of a roll here.
Here he goes. Steele Johnson.
Oh, okay. Steele Johnson. This could go either way. maybe he does. Steele Johnson. I'm not familiar with his work in either field. I'm going to say Steele Johnson is in porn. Damn it.
He could go either way. He's a diver.
He's a diver.
Oh, right. Yeah.
You're on the right track. All right.
Okay.
Asa Akira.
Oh, that's porn. I know that one too.
She won Best Double Penetration Sex Scene.
Really? Well done.
Mum's proud.
That's
good
very
Christmas.
Good.
Great Christmas.
Longa
Longa.
Oh, nice.
Longa Longa. Can I get the spelling of Longa?
L-O-N-G-A-R, and then that again.
Athlete.
Oh. Tell you what, he's coming home strong. He's got a score. He's got a score. Here's one that might throw you. Ben Gay.
Ben Gay. G-A-Y or G-A-Y-E?
G-A-Y, proud as.
Ben Gay. I'll go athlete.
Ooh.
Two to go. Right. You're going well.
One to go.
Plays gridiron, Ben Gay.
One to go. Last one.
Okay.
Cinnamon Love.
Cinnamon Love?
Yep.
Cinnamon Love. It's got to be a trick one. I'll go athlete. Oh, no. Well,
she directed the movie My Black Ass 4.
Well, I'm sure it's a fine film, but a director is not a porn star.
I think she actually was in the industry, but that's her best performance to date. Now, you came up with a score of an Adam Gilchrist equaling 12. One off of Von Samson.
Paging. Oh, one short of Vonnie. I wanted to be Vonnie at that.
It's tough to be
and
a legend.
And I've like totally revealed that I knew two of them as well. So
that's a little awkward.
That's just a lose-lose situation.
She admitted she knew 13 of them, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, it's
oh good.
I don't think there's any shame in coming second to one of poor knowledge's greats, Vaughn Sampson. So
that's true. One of the great minds. Yeah.
Is it a porn star or is it an athlete?
Yeah.
Is it a porn star or is it an athlete?
All right, Pagey, we'll end it there, mate. Thank you very much. Is there anyone you want to challenge in porn star or athlete? Who would have a knowledge that might challenge the 13 that Yvonne Sampson is heads the table with?
Porn star or athlete? Who should play that? You know what? Okay, let's go. Let's go. My colleague at Triple M, one Gus Warland.
Unreal.
Whose porn taste, I believe, sort of goes to the more extreme. So you know, there might be
more in your
Like venturing into bestiality. So I mean, some of the
your niche markets, I think you'll find.
Yeah. Well, you could have names like Rover and things like that in his quiz.
That'll be good. Mention it to him and we'll get him on.
All right, mate. Thank you very much, Pagey. We'll talk to you again. Well, mate, congratulations on the Professor Second Year Syndrome. You're doing a great job. Also on the Grill Team, of course, every morning, 6 till 9 on Triple M, 104.9 in Sydney. That was Chris Page, everyone. Thank you once again,
mate. Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot. Love the podcast. Enjoy.
Thanks mate.
See you, mate.
Bye-bye. Cheers, bye.
All right. See you later. Bye.
Full credit to the boys.
Let's do this.
We all want you to go grab a mirror. We're all hoping that you'll change your way. No message could be any clearer. If you want to make the world a better place, take a look at yourself and make a change.
It's Grab a Mirror time, Sid, the most popular segment in all of Australian broadcast, podcasting.
Yeah, in the universe. They even whistle about it in Saturn.
Now, would you like to go first?
Yeah, I'll go first.
Okay.
Grab a mirror, Casey Donovan. Not going to say anything about the size of that mirror. Grab a mirror, Casey Donovan.
One of those mirrors at Luna Park that make you look... Anyway.
Grab a mirror, Casey Donovan, for the worst song I have ever heard on a Coles ad since, well, the last truly awful song on a Coles ad. Whoever your manager is, Casey, give them a flick and give me a ring. He's doing it wrong. Perhaps stick to your other gig, which I believe is Uber driving.
That's right. Like I said on Twitter, that Casey Donovan ad puts a Uber driving career in perspective. That's all I can say.
Oh, did you actually say that on Twitter? I don't follow you on Twitter.
Sid, show me someone who owns a telescope or binoculars and I'll show you a sex pest, Sid. So go and grab a mirror. I mean, seriously, how many people own a telescope that ever gets higher than the horizon? They are a bunch of miscreants. And outside of people that should be on some kind of police register, who the hell is buying a pair of binoculars these days? And don't tell me bird watchers. Bird watchers, come on. We all know birds, all the birds you're watching, you're sitting from your car looking at them on your local netball court, you sex pest. So grab a mirror.
One-handed binocular watching.
10.
Cumberland Throw says, grab a mirror, Kevin Proctor. Forget the cocaine use. Your hair is ridiculous.
Good point.
9.
Old and Grumpy said, grab a mirror, China. Now, Old and Grumpy happens to be over in China at the moment.
Oh, okay.
Twitter blocked, as is Facebook, Insta, Google, YouTube, and all the Brad Thorne. Hashtag out of touch. Hashtag lost my touch. Hashtag not full credit to the boys friendly. Hashtag stay away, Sid. You want to add to that?
No.
8.
Josh Williams, 71, says, grab a mirror to all the fuckwits complaining about footy players using coke. Wake up. It's a fucking great thing to be on coke. Matter of fact, I want it now.
7.
Punting Tragic wrote, grab a mirror, the Australian government for banning gambling ads in live sport. What's next, Jenny Craig ads during Biggest Loser or tissue ads during late nights on SBS? There's some sick people that follow this show.
6.
Rhonda Paradise, well, he put an attachment in, and it was a news story that said, Japan fast running out of ninjas. And Rhonda Paradise wrote, grab a mirror, Japan.
I like it.
I don't know why, but that's funny.
Yeah.
Five.
Dale Blackmore 1 wrote, grab a mirror, any NRL player doing coke. Surely they should be supporting the Full Credit to the Boys Stats Lab production line.
Hear, hear.
Hashtag support snake, hashtag buy Australia.
Four.
Juan fuck all. That's right. Wrote, grab a mirror, blokes over 40 who break out of a walk when trying to catch the lift, slip just a little on the carpet and twist a knee. Hashtag meniscus gone.
Ooh.
Got one fuck all.
Could be out for the season, one fuck all.
Or if you're Jonathan Thurston, 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
Now, Sid, backing up from your fine Casey Donovan work earlier, do you want another go?
Yeah, I'll have another go. Grab a mirror, Colonel Bruce Hampton. Do you know who Colonel Bruce Hampton is, former?
Do I? No.
No. He is a famous singer who was playing a gala concert in America for his 70th birthday. Mm-hmm. The stage was packed with musos. Billy Bob Thornton was on stage. And the old codger, the Colonel, dramatically dropped down to his knees as the lead guitarist played a solo to finish off the show. The crowd erupted until someone realized that the Colonel had actually died. What a way to go out. That's how I want to go out. Way to go, you champion. Somebody grab a mirror for him. You magnificent bastard.
Grab a mirror, put it under his nose and see if he's breathing.
Grab a mirror, you magnificent bastard. Not quite rock and roll, is it, Casey Donovan? When you die singing a poxy song in the seven items or less aisle at Coles. So both of you grab a mirror.
The chocolate aisle, I'm pretty sure. grab a mirror, David Byers.
Who's David Byers?
Well, David Byers is an alleged bank robber arrested after a national police manhunt. Was revealed that David Byers is a beefcake fitness model and personal trainer.
Beefcake, beefcake.
Photographer Michael Stokes posted a stunning series of photos of David Byers to his Instagram account. Now, Sid.
Yes.
Is it fair to say that being an attractive sort of bloke is handy, say, on, I don't know, Tinder or maybe even Grindr, but maybe not such a great outcome if you're sharing yourself with a fat, sweaty bloke named Bubba? So grab a mirror, you pretty boy. And hang on to the soap, champion.
Get a soap on a rope.
Three.
Now, I've got to set this up, Sid.
Okay.
Dubstan has attached an article that says, Qantas boss Alan Joyce cops a cream pie to the face in a bizarre incident at a breakfast event.
Yep, saw that.
So, Dubstan's written, grab a mirror, old men who cream pie in a public place whilst people are eating breakfast. Hashtag you're doing it wrong. Hashtag horse it in, Steve.
Two.
JPEX_predator wrote, grab a mirror anyone who checks into a hospital on Facebook. That sort of attention seeking is just shameful.
Hear, hear.
Yeah, serious one, but I like that.
One.
What's number one this week?
Strap yourself in.
Okay.
At Claudster 69 wrote, grab a mirror, elderly dwarf wearing a South top at Coles. I only wanted to help you with an item from the top shelf. Hashtag not happy. Hashtag so which dwarf are you? Hashtag argy bargy.
We all want you to go grab a mirror. We're all hoping that you'll change. If you want to make the world a better place, take a look at yourself and make a change.
Well, Sid, round 10 and round 10.
What have you called round 10 this week?
Well, round 10 is Indigenous round.
Oh, here we go. What do you? Oh.
No, it's actually Indigenous round. The NRL have called it Indigenous round.
Oh, okay. I thought that might be a joke there.
In all seriousness, when we think of Indigenous players, we go back to Arthur Beetson,
yes,
Laurie Daly, Larry Corowa,
mm-hmm.
Chicka Ferguson,
yep.
Preston Campbell, Ricky yep. Walford. Well, there's just thousands, isn't there?
Anthony Mundine next year.
Well, Anthony Mundine, in all honesty, was quite a player in his day. Probably not at 42, but anyway.
Nope.
Thursday night, the Dogs take on the Cowboys at Renovator's Delight in the Paul Rauhihi Plate.
Doesn't sound very Aboriginal, Paul Rauhihi.
Who do you like that?
I like the Dogs. JT out, the Dogs will win.
Yeah, the Dogs are a chance, especially if Reynolds isn't getting any in the way. Frawley, my favourite guy.
Yeah, starts, you love that guy.
Starts out there. Friday night, Dragons take on the Sharks at the Paul's Warehouse Stadium in the Nick Zisti Laurel.
Yes, and I like the Sharks.
Yeah, Sharks are specials in this. No Dugan, no Gareth, no Dragons.
Exactly.
Tigers take on the Rabbitohs at Renovators Delight in the Reece Hanbury Shield.
I'll be at this game,
mm.
and I will be barracking for the Tigers, and they will win.
You'll have a little bit of soft spot for the second hooker for the Rabbitohs, won't you?
No, don't even know who it is.
Hey, Tigers will win this.
Yes.
Saturday, Panthers take on the Warriors at the Pig in the Joe Nullavau Trophy.
Well, the Panthers are going that well. Sportsbet have framed a market. You can bet on when they will win their next game.
That's, is that right?
Yeah, that's never a good sign. I think next round is $5 and three games from now is paying like $10.
Wow.
Yeah. And they won't win this week. It'll be the Warriors winning this one.
Panthers will win this.
Well, there you go.
Storm v Titans at Stinder Stadium in the Smith Samoa Shield.
Yeah, I think the Storm will be up for the Smith Samoa Shield. They'll beat the Titans.
Samuel. Smith Samuel.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Yeah.
Storm.
Yeah, Storm will do this easy. Seagulls take on the Broncos at Stinder. This is a doubleheader on Saturday night.
Oh, yeah.
In the Anthony Seibold Plate, Seagulls home game at Stinder.
What a stupid idea that is. The Sea Eagles fans will travel up there, I'm sure. Yeah. And they'll be very disappointed because the Broncos will win that.
Yeah, I think so. Sunday, and the Knights take on the Raiders at Grimace Stadium in the Darren Meredith Medal.
Yes, the Raiders, this is this streak that they're going to go on. They'll beat the Knights. Yeah. Everyone beats the Knights.
Fair call. And finally, the Roosters take on the Eels at Chai Latte on Coconut Milk in the Ben Watzer Duckworth Plate.
And will Mitch Moses play for them, do you think? Or it'll be too late?
You'll play for the Eels.
Yeah?
Yep.
Do you think he'll get released in time?
Yep.
Well, in that case, the Roosters will win and will win comfortably.
Yeah, I think the Roosters are a huge showing in this and I'll be backing them.
Yes.
He's the last man standing, sit for long.
Now, last man standing time, Sid. What did we do last week? I don't think we can get on a couple of the games we wanted to bet on, so I think we're just going to carry over from the week previous.
We are indeed, and it's neck and neck. I have $41.58, and you have $43.60. Well, that's what it says on the whiteboard. I've got 43 cents in my sports tab account.
Who's your last man standing?
I'll let you go first this week.
Oh, I wish you didn't.
Oh, well, I'm going to go the Sharks over the Dragons.
All right. Well, I will take...
Are you going to go rough punt again?
No. No, not this time.
You've caught up. You're just playing it smart.
I'm going to go the Roosters.
Okay.
Against the Eels.
Good tip.
Last game of the week in last man standing.
This is Brian Henderson.
I'm Alan Jones.
I'm BB Chin.
This is Kent Brockman.
I'm Ron Burgundy.
The stories that will hit the headlines tomorrow.
Unlikely newspaper headlines, Sid.
Yes.
I'll kick us off this week from the Lake Fanny Gazette, who reports that the Ivy Nightclub will host the Narcotics Anonymous Conference this year.
Very good, very good. I've got the St. George and Sutherland Shire Leader reporting. Buzz Rothfield apologises to Marina Go. I'm sorry I said you should be more like Damien Keogh. It's not going to happen.
The Dirty Dick Creek Chronicle reports... Dirty Dick Creek okay. Chronicle reports that scalpers make thousands on Waratahs tickets.
I also have a rugby headline.
Go on.
Unlikely. The St. Ives Bulletin reports, Rugby Union encourages its players to get on the coke. Any publicity for rugby is good at the moment.
Very good. The Cocky Swamp Times report, Australian rugby league journalists struggle for stories this week.
Send Sid stuff for free. Send it in his direction.
All right, this is one of the more bizarre stories I've ever had to report on in this show.
This is fantastic.
Send Sid stuff. This is where people send Sid and I stuff to try for free. We'll give you an honest opinion on it. But this week, what have you been sent, Sid? And all this is all truthfulness too.
This is 100% true. Not quite sure how this helps me at all, but long-time listener, part-time contributor, and all-round weirdo, Milram, has said, I know how distressed you got last week, Sid, when you ran out of goats. Everything got my goat last week. So Milram, and this is 100% fair dinkum, has made a donation to Oxfam and donated to, under full credit to the boy's name, a herd of goats to a family in Mozambique. We are now the proud owners of 4 goats.
What's the good of that?
I'll never run out of goats, he said.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what. If you want to see some nervous goats, head round to Milram's place, I'll tell you.
Get on Twitter and tell us what we should name our goats.
Well, there's an idea. What can we name 4 goats? Apparently, we own 4 goats in
Mozambique. We own 4 goats.
Mozambique, or where is it?
It's probably my best investment ever. In Mozambique, I think.
Well.
Yep. Name Sid's goats. What a great segment that will be.
Roll the sack, open the sack, empty the sack. The boy is sad.
Boys sack mail and feedback time, and Sid, Eon Sports Radio, if you're listening to us on Eon right now, don't forget there is a sealed section available on iTunes of this show.
Yes.
A little bit more swearing and carry on and, well, just rude bits in general.
Just general rude bits.
Now, full credit to the boys mentioned, Sid. I got sent this at D-Train. Gorry sent this in, and this is one of the Sydney FC lads after they won the grand final.
Today's been amazing. Credit to all the boys. They all deserve this, not just me.
Well, there you go.
Yes, we've permeated yet another sport.
I don't even know if that's the correct use of the word permeate, but nonetheless.
Well, it is the correct use of that word, you miscreant.
Is that the correct word of miscreant?
Probably not.
5-star reviews on iTunes, Sid. Now, we've got 2 this week.
Excellent. Thank
One
you.
One from WAM5007, who wrote, tip of the dick hat to you, boys.
Nice. And, see what you did there.
One from Adam Rickson, Blitzen Rickson, who wrote, absolute gold, long-time listener, first-time reviewer, former legend, and Sid should host the Dally M's.
Oh, yeah.
Are you available?
The SKPs are probably playing there. I can have the dual role.
A dual role.
Yes.
Captain coach, as you will.
Yes.
Thank you to Chris Page for applying to be the latest, well, the third wheel.
Yes. You can hear that in the unsealed section if you're listening on Eon.
Yeah.
Download the podcast.
Anything else before we go home?
Thanks for my goats, Milram.
Who's been your dickhead of the week outside of Milram this week,
Sid? My dickhead of the week goes to MasterChef judge and all-round general dickhead, George Kalambaris. Is that how you pronounce that?
Correct.
Is that the correct usage of that word?
Not a big fan of paying people what they're worth.
He punched on with a member of the crowd at the A-League Grand Final after a fan quite correctly pointed out to him and said, pay your staff, you prick. Great Australian way. And then he punched on with him.
Did he win the fight?
It was I was going to say it was the most brutal part of the soccer match, but it was a pretty spiteful game all around. It's pretty good. Yeah.
Didn't win the fight in court, I'll tell you.
No.
Well, my dickhead of the week is a jilted wife in Colombia.
Okay.
By the name of Sandra Molina Almeida, who she swallowed $7,000 in a fit of rage after discovering her husband had cheated on her. Doctors in Colombia recently removed rolls of cash worth around $7,000 from the stomach of a woman.
Wow.
Now, Dr. Serrano at the Santander University Hospital managed to save $5,700 during the surgery by cleaning and drying the notes in the operating theatre.
Did he take the other 1,700 for his doctor's fee? Jeez, they charge like a wounded bull.
Dr. Serrano says the cash has been handed into the police and a judge will decide how the cash will be split between the couple.
What a bizarre story.
How much of that money would you want, Sid? Your little beady hands all over it.
I don't want that cash with all bits all over it.
If you're an NRL player and thinking of snorting some coke this week through a $50 note, think about Sandra Molina Almeida and where her $50 notes have been, and you might have a second thought about it. That might be that's how we can educate kids on drugs.
Yeah, it's not the drug. It's where's that note been? Stay safe, kids.
It's been through Sandra Media's poo pipes.
There's been a real theme about this podcast, hasn't there, this
week?
Who's
under the pump this week?
Well, continuing the theme, I'll tell you who's under the pump. Coke dealers all around Sydney are under the pump as half their market lies low. All the NRL players are hiding. They'll be doing it tough, the poor coke dealers. Who's your under the pump this week?
Well, there's a bloke in Germany named Michael, Sid. That's all he's known as.
Yeah.
Who's dead set packing darkies right now. He spent three nights in a hotel in Halle, Eastern Germany, with a woman who only knew him as Michael. But 9 months later, she gave birth to a boy.
A little Michael?
Now 7 years on, she is suing the hotel for refusing to give Michael's details to her.
Wow. Interesting.
A court in Munich has rejected the woman's legal bid, arguing that it could unduly breach the privacy of four other men who were also named Michael staying in the hotel that night.
Yeah. Do you reckon she would know which one?
I think from the waist down she might. Well,
on that high note, yet again.
Time to wind it in. enough of this horsing it into Michael via the judges.
Let's get out of here.
It's good night from him.
And it's good night from me.
Say hello to your mum for me.
Ta-da.